Group launches to combat woke healthcare, race-based formulas for rationing medicine. By Brick and Ftis on April 18, 2022. Do No Harm, a new group launched to help medical professionals fight radical progressive ideology in healthcare, says woke ideology has infected our healthcare system and this threat is not based on quality, but on race. On a press call, representatives from the group said the left has purposefully fostered a mistrust among Black patients of medical treatment, along with the idea that any disparities in medical care are based on systemic racism. Pointing to many hospitals and medical schools developing diversity, inclusion, and equity offices, University of Pennsylvania Dr. Stan Goldfarb told reporters, "Make no mistake, anti-racism means discrimination." He also references the fact that in some areas, distribution of coronavirus treatments was based on race as opposed to need. Goldfarb said Do No Harm wants to make sure nothing like that ever happens again. In addition, the Biden administration offers higher Medicare reimbursement rates to healthcare providers that create and implement an anti-racism plan. In the name of diversity, standards have been lowered. He continued, saying that medical school curriculums have been tailored towards social justice and activist causes while admissions standards are being systematically lowered. According to the group, many physicians oppose the new, woke trajectory of American healthcare, but are afraid of speaking out for fear of personal and professional retribution. We are witnessing corruption of medical science in service to political ideology in once-vaunted journals and medical associations, the group says, pointing to prominent medical journals and associations embracing race-essentialist ideology. For example, the New England Journal of Medicine promises a commitment to understanding and combating racism as a public health and human rights crisis, while the American Medical Association announced a strategic plan to embed racial justice in healthcare. Facilities have already started implementing discriminatory practices for healthcare. Brigham and Women's Hospital, a Harvard Medical School teaching hospital, offers preferential care based on race, and a University of Pittsburgh cardiologist was reportedly demoted and banned from having contact with students after advocating race-neutral hiring policies at hospitals. Moreover, as Breitbart News has reported, an extremist group called White Coats for Black Lives has been successful at radically redefining the practice of medicine in the United States, taking aim primarily at medical school policies. It advocates prioritizing Black patients over other patients in unlearning toxic medical knowledge and relearning medical care that centers the needs of Black people and communities, according to its 16-page missive. The professionalization of the medical field, they contend, has been part of the violence used to oust women and femme healers, particularly Black women. The group then appears to chide medical education and expertise as part of the oppressive system, saying transitioning from a trade field to a profession where trainees have to attend a medical school has been a major barrier to entry. The group has over 75 chapters at the nation's top medical schools. According to Do No Harm, medical schools have villainized meritocracy in favor of something else entirely. One professor noted to the Washington Free Beacon, "I've certainly seen residents' intellectual capability dropping over time. Residents are just not as capable of caring for patients as they were 20 years ago." Brecken Ftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Ftis.